MGTOW men, welcome back. For those of you who are watching for the first time, it's Sunday, and on Sundays I go through a red pill reading of a few passages or a passage in the Bible, and I discuss it from a red pill angle and then point out the red pill meanings. So generally today is a talk about the inversion of the world and how MGTOW definitely follows that view. We see the world backwards, but actually that moves us forward. So the world's flipped upside down and it's on its head upside down, but that's not how it's seen. The world and how to find your purpose and how to make the most out of your life is actually a backwards view. That's not what we're told as we grow up and we're told to pursue certain things. The world is seen as it is at face value, but the more that you see it at face value, you don't actually see it for what it is and where the value truly is. And that's one of the strange elements about all of this. MGTOW is one of the only things that I've come across in this world that turns the meaning in one's life upside down and flips it around to something else. Truly is one of the only things that I've come across that brings forth the truthful light. So experience after experience tells me this. You don't have to read the Bible, be Christian, or even know of MGTOW teaching and understand that the society we live in presents a reality and presents a path to self-worth that is filled with lies and that actually doesn't lead you anywhere but feeling empty and defeated on the other side. You don't have to be exposed to those things specifically. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of introspection. But for me, there are a few verses that have always worked my mind towards this inversion and always bring me back to it when I'm drifting the wrong way, of letting go and letting go of what I'm sold to pursue. You can only buy if you aim not to buy the thing that you're sold. And here are three passages that always clicked with me. Passages. Foxes have holes. So Matthew 8:18-22. So when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." In Matthew 6:19-23, "Do not store yourself treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" So society. As I said, a couple things have really reminded me lately of the fact that the truth and meaning in our lives is only found when we invert the truth, and the meaning in our lives is meaning something else than what other people are told it is. So it reminds me of a non-material path that is both discussed in those verses and also in the MGTOW philosophy. If you want to have either, you have to go your own way. In a world that says to play the game, you have to buy the game. You have to buy into the game. You have to spend and put and invest into the game. But what if the stakes are not in your favor and it's not worth it to spend? It might be better to live in that foxhole. It might be better to live in that nest, right? Well, maybe not. Spend anyway and suffer the consequences. If it doesn't work out, that's what's said to us. I've been listening to Eddie Vedder's album that he created for Into the Wild back in 07, and I mentioned it in a video recently. Such a great album. One of the most meaningful songs to me, and I find myself in that album, is in Society, and I'm going to read a little bit of it. "When you want more than you have, you think you need, and when you think more than you want, your thoughts begin to bleed. I think I need to find a bigger place, because when you have more than you think, you need more space. Society, you're a crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, crazy and deep. I hope you're not lonely without me." So society, what has it become today? It really has become a race to hedonism. And the thing that I find so interesting is that it's apparently okay to not pursue that when you're being burned out, or when you have been burned out and turned out by the pursuit of it. So like a young man that says, "I don't want that life. I'm turning to myself and my spiritual path. I'm looking to shed all that I have, and I'm looking to not necessarily worry about if I have a nest to lay my head down." He's said to be a worrier. He's said to be wasting his youth. He's said to, "You're not living it up." But the same that say that They won it, end up chasing the wind, and they are far older with far less saved in their life and far less energy. And when they get of that age, it becomes okay to say that they want less and that they just want peace. They acquiesce. That's how it's viewed. And I guess what I'm getting at is society today only says it's okay to pursue peace after you've tried to chase down the material. After you were that moth drifting into the city, like Rush alludes to in Subdivisions. So once you've done that enough, you know, now it's all right. You've at least tried to chase after the wind, to chase after the dream. And if you want to chase it, go and chase it, okay? It's up to you. It's all very weird, though. Why it's so hard? So I recall a time I went on a late night run. I really like to run late at night. And I was running in an area I didn't know. And this area was not an area with a lot of straight roads. I like to run in areas where I can just bolt ahead and figure out where I want to go, not put too much mental energy into that aspect of running. But during the particular run, I found that if I had just stayed straight the whole time and didn't veer to the left or the right too often, despite being given so many opportunities to turn on these small side streets that I thought were getting me out of where I was lost into an area where I needed to be, I would have actually not gotten lost if I had just stayed straight, but I doubted that was the right way. It's very much a metaphor about our lives. It's very much a metaphor about sifting through this world. Instead, I would have made it to where I needed to be very early on. So that is the world we live in. It's offering so many wrong forks right now. It's providing so many incorrect and misleading offshoots that have led to a crashing and a burning of so many lives. And you think about it so many times, the older man that looks back on his life and realizes now the things that were told to him, they were misleading. But the sad thing is, why can't we have that earlier on? I hope that it becomes the case. And it's like a lantern fish. It offers light, but that light leads to the dark. You end up getting just totally devoured. Whereas the dark actually leads to the light. And the world's backwards. And that's the message not only of the Beatitudes, what is offered in these verses that I read and what's talked about in the MGTOW philosophy. It's why MGTOW is something that men have to digest. They've been living in the forwards path in our lives towards purpose and meaning, whereas the backwards inverted path is actually where the meaning rests. And our goal is to not worry about the physical and instead look at the spiritual. But we are ashamed for that, and we know that and expect that because it's going to happen, especially if we're saying that in our youth. It's said that we're wasting our youth. But this leads to a lamp that is dark and eyes that aren't healthy. So why MGTOW is necessary here is because MGTOW becomes more necessary because if you punch your ticket to play the game, very likely you're going to have to be a slave to money and a slave to flesh. Things that are hard enough to kill when you're not playing it. And the last time I was at a bar, I was at the bar and it was warm and it's packed. There's energy in there. It's very animalistic. Obviously, we've all been there. And the thought just kept going in my mind. And obviously, and at this point, I was aware of MGTOW and following, so to speak, the philosophy. And the thought comes into my mind, how is a man able to not store up treasures on earth and also play this game that I'm walking around in right now? You cannot do both. He goes up to that girl or he goes up to his homies and says, I'm just here to have a beer or two and kick it and watch some TV and talk to occasional person that's sitting next to me and go home. I don't want to store up the treasures on this earth. That's not going to fly to anybody that you bring that up to. You're going to be a Debbie Downer. You're going to be a loser. It's not going to be popular, but so be it. And hence we leave and we go our own way far before the last call. So sunrisehoodie@gmail.com, sunrisehoodie on Twitter. I hope you guys have a blessed day. Hoodies up, hoodies out.